We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, the Portland Trailblazers without Damian Lillard come into the Garden. As Winslow misses that, Randle the rebound. 5-point game. Randle drives inside, lays it up and in with 0.5 seconds remaining. We just have to inbound it, and that'll do it. Knicks, a disappointing loss at home after coming back from the successful road trip. Fall to 4-4 here at the Garden to a Blazer team that had lost 4 in a row and playing without their all-NBA star.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the KFS postgame show. Might be time for another team dinner. The Knicks go down 132 to 129 in overtime to the Portland Trail Blazers. For those wondering where Jonathan Macri is, he is extremely under the weather. And unlike a certain chosen one drafted third overall, he would rather not hurt the team. And the next man up here at Knicks Film School. So I'll be filling in Andrew Claudio, GMAC, here for what will probably be a bit of a therapy session for Knicks Nation. The Knicks, as I mentioned, go down 132 to 129 to the Portland Trail Blazers. Jeremy Grant with a career high 44 points. It's funny, 44 points, one rebound. From your starting a small forward, although Winslow ends up being the power forward for how they use him. I actually, because of his matchups on Obi and Randle all night, would call Jeremy Grant a power forward. Anthony Simons, 38 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists on 25 shots. The free throw discrepancy is something we're going to talk about. The defense is obviously something we're going to talk about. And RJ Barrett is something we're going to talk about. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll get to it. I want to start with the sponsors. We can just get that, not get it out the way. Because shout out to our friends at WinBet. 3 out of 4 on betting and sweating tonight. Overtime helped and some very lackluster defense helped. And Jalen Brunson being a cheat code helped. Download the WinBet app now or visit www.winbet.com to start winning. Sign up today to receive a special offer. You bet $100, you win $100. That's WYNNBET.com. Download, bet, win. And it's funny I start there because I want to take you a little behind the scenes and talk about Sean Hardy, who originally told me for his over bet tonight, he wanted to take Jeremy Grant over 30 points, points and a rebounds. He was just expecting, he actually meant to hit Jalen Brunson points, rebounds and assists. He was going for Jeremy Grant. He wanted Jalen Brunson points, rebounds and assists. And he accidentally said Jeremy Grant. And he was like, oh shoot, I sent you the wrong bet. Well, Sean, you were right anyway, because Jeremy Grant, the Knicks had no answer for them all night. And again, for those tuning in late, John's a little under the weather tonight. He did text me his thoughts. So For those of you wondering what Mac does think about this game, I am going to read them out loud. Story tonight is defense. They'll probably be bottom five after tonight. Defensive rebounding and fouling tonight, obviously. But Randall, RJ, and Brunson as a top three just offer so little resistance. Teams know they can get whatever they want. Then he adds, none of which you'd mind if they all held up their end of the bargain on offense, but at least that there's only one Brunson and he's at least a detrimental defender and he's the least detrimental of the three defending. Can't be overstated. RJ isn't a good enough lateral mover to play up on a guy like Simons, which gave him room for that nail in the coffin three. That's such an indictment. I will add three things to John's thoughts, and then we're just going to let you guys have a sounding board tonight. Whatever you want to talk about, whoever you want to blame, I'm here for you. It's Friday night. Hopefully it was going to be a fun holiday weekend. I was hoping for a celebratory post-game show, especially after Jalen Brunson hit that up and under to make it a 2-point lead. And was so close to doing it again on the final shot at the buzzer. I will add the officiating, which I don't want to blame the officials for tonight. I hate doing that every time I deal with this with football and people like missed call, the horrible call. I actually think there's a call you can make on every play in football. I think there's a call you can make on every possession in basketball. The discrepancy being 51-3 free throws for Portland and 28 free throws for the Knicks, when the Knicks as a team like to drive and live in the paint a lot. There was a lot of contact down low that you just don't think that the Portland Trailblazers were 23 free throws better than the Knicks tonight. So I will at least point that out. In a 3-point game, a couple free throws here and there could definitely help. The second thing I'll add is, you really saw them. I cannot believe I'm saying this with how the season started. You really saw them miss Cam Reddish tonight. Not that Grimes wasn't great. Not that Quickly. Oh my God. Quickly's defense wasn't great. The way that this team is so much better on the court when Quickly and Brunson are together, you see it, but they really missed Cam. Probably could have given a little more of a resistance to Anthony Simons. As John was mentioning about RJ's defense on Simons, it just wasn't there. You have another wing to throw at him. You have another set of fouls. Maybe we could have seen some Cam at the 4 minutes tonight. I'm going to go with that. And then since John's not here, this can be said, although I'm joking with him. I'm sure he would have mentioned this at some point tonight. I don't want to completely throw this on Tibbs. I'm sure somebody will throw this, like the fact that your team's defense is, you know, giving up 132 points to the Blazers without Dame, like that is something to reckon with. I do think the Knicks just as a personnel, like Obi playing more, although he was ironically plus 14 minutes. I could have used a couple more Obi minutes. He wasn't stopping Jeremy Grant tonight. They just might have scored a few more points. Where I go with Tibbs is there's a 3-man rotation right now with the center position. And anybody with eyes tonight could see, and I'm sure Tibbs saw it too. And this, the way this season has gone on, you might start to see more Jericho Sims minutes, but Jericho Sims needs to play more, just flat out. I need more Jericho Sims in my life. I'm not even saying it as like an overarching critique of Tibbs or any, you know, philosophical disagreements that some might have with his style. I understand what that means about Isaiah Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson, he just gave $60 million to, and obviously Hartenstein, who just signed in free agency. But it's funny, as per circumstance, we got to see what this team looks like when Mitch went down, because you got more Obi Randall minutes, you got some Jericho Sims minutes. And when Derrick Rose went down, you got to see more Quickly minutes, you got to see some Deuce minutes. I thought the most impressive stretch of defense they had in this game was the beginning of the second quarter. Tibbs stayed away from, he pulled Deuce at the end of the third because he wanted Brunson to play the entire fourth, which I don't blame him. They needed some offense out there just to match what Portland was doing. I'm very ready for more Jericho Sims minutes though. That is, for me, he would be the backup center. I have no idea how long it might take because of stuff that I don't know and stuff that I don't see that goes behind the scenes. But I'm really curious to see if his minutes start to go up more, because he was very clearly the best center. They looked the best when he was on the floor. Mitch had his moments, especially on the offensive glass. Mitch finishes with 12 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. And yet I still was wanting more Jericho Sims out there. I can't say enough. All right, let's get to the super chat. I'm sure there's going to be a lot here. John did. Listen. John, as I mentioned at the top, said the RJ thing that we're all thinking. I tweeted it out during the game. I'm very curious to see if RJ keeps playing like this, if Cam Reddish, if Quentin Grimes, if Emmanuel Quickly start to get some of his minutes. Because it's not just on the offensive end. He is not a positive on the defensive end anymore, even a net neutral on the defensive end anymore. And we're looking at a 6-for-22 night where he was 1-of-7 from three. Yes, he finishes with 19-10-5, and it's potentially the most empty 19-10-5. I actually texted with Tom Piccolo during the game, because I've been noticing that for like the last week and a half, RJ, when he gets in the paint, the only option is I must take a layup. I must put the ball up. He actually passed it to Mitch tonight, and I threw my hands up like, oh my gosh, he sees other people. He misses the wide open defender on the wing so often. And I texted Tom Piccolo tonight, like, did you see this? Like, is it me? Or is he? Cause like, I trust the film guys more, and obviously I can't text Benji. So I was texting Tom, and as he was doing this, as I said this to him, he puts out the clip of RJ missing Obi on the wing. And as that clip goes up, RJ misses Obi again on the wing on a layup that he actually made this time. I really do wonder what they see in film, because this is a trend that's happened for like a week and a half now, and probably has all season, at least one I've noticed for a week and a half now. Any and all criticism of RJ Barrett, I think, is warranted at this point. I'm not like out on him. I don't really know what that means at this point. I've conceded he's not like the star of a good team ever. He's not Jimmy Butler. He doesn't have that trajectory, but man, you're really starting to wonder how much lower we have to take the bar for him in order to finally be like, all right, he can clear this. And as long as he's that, we're fine. And you know, that's why this team is destined for the mediocrity that they are. All right. One more time. Shout out to our friends at WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit www.winbet.com to start winning. Sign up today or receive a special offer. Bet $100. Win $100. Download Bet Win. That's WINNBET.com. Download Bet Win. Let us get to the super chat. We start with James Lee. Thank you, James, as always, for your contribution. Let's just imagine we had a game. Hold on. I want to make sure any quotes that come up. I don't have my phone. Do not disturb anymore. And nothing's dropped yet. All right, good. Let's just imagine we had a game without RJ in the rotation. Would we miss him? Doubtful. Doubtful. There. Right inflection on that. There's no guarantee that he will positively contribute at all. The way he is playing right now is what makes that a fair statement to say. I had thought midway through the third that this game, like the reason he was waiting to put Quickly back in was because he was going to close the game with Quickly and Brunson. I wonder if this is last season or the year before where RJ's not on a 9-figure extension in the long-term plans of this team. If this was a game Grimes closes for RJ. And I got to be honest, if this slump continues, I really wonder if Cam Reddish is an option to close games for RJ Barrett going forward. Or at least it takes some minutes. There's so many frustrating plays. You're almost like holding your breath as he gets to the rim. And then as he makes it, oh, he made it. There you go. Okay, I can exhale. And it's not like he's going to the rim. This is going to be 2 points. Like you get with Jalen Brunson. That's what made Jalen Brunson's night so confusing. 10 of 22 from the field. He went 7 of 14. He ends up being 50% from 2-point range tonight. I was shocked that he missed the 7. Every time he missed tonight from 2, I was surprised. Got a lot of contact, which, again, unfriendly whistle. It makes you a little curious. I agree, James. We're We're getting to a point where of real concern for RJ Barrett. Next up, Daniel Constant. Thank you for the contribution. Can you do a player comp for Brunson? I don't think I've ever seen a point guard as crafty and calculated in the post. In the chat, if you've got some, I did see your comment earlier, Daniel. I can't think of a point guard that's like this, at least not a modern day point guard. If anyone in the chat has one, it's ironic. Mark Jackson comes to mind because he had such good post moves. He didn't have the perimeter game or the driving ability. Hold on. So someone said Andre Miller, potentially. So here's actually, it's entirely too high praise. This is entirely too over the top for Jalen Brunson. But the way his up and under is so consistent and usually leads to faking out the defender every time, his body control forcing points so often, it's like a little Hakeem, but it's like not because Hakeem was one of the most dominant centers ever. But like, I get that type of movability at least is there. You know, Trey Young has that type of game, but he's a little more quicker with his finesse. He has a certain point when he gets past his defender and into the key that, you know, this is going to at least get to the rim. And he's also got this passing ability. That's great. The chat's also saying Chris Paul, Jason Kidd might be a decent one. Kevin Danishevsky. He's a 6'1", 2020, 2021 Julius Randle. Doesn't shoot the three like that year Julius Randle. Someone said Luka. He's elite, and he's absolutely in the all-star conversation, which it's getting clearer tonight. Again, 32 points on 22 shots tonight, 9 of 9 at the free throw line. He actually shot better from three tonight. I'm here for all the Jalen Brunson praise. Good topic, Daniel. Good job. Next up, we go out to Harry Donert. What's going on, Harry? Just don't understand why RJ is leading the team in a game like that. I think you mean leading the team in minutes. You are correct. He had 44 minutes tonight for RJ Barrett. Look, I was thinking it. I would wonder what Tibbs is thinking there too. I was thinking that he's hurting the team. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes that might see, it's funny. Every year this happens. Alfred Payton plays too many minutes. Julius Randle plays too many minutes. RJ Barrett plays too many minutes. I was on board with all three. This is the first year where it's RJ, and it's like, it feels wrong to say it, but it also is the correct thing to say. You know, like, RJ's been just like flat out bad. He's had a couple games here and there, like the OKC game. He was really good. He had four games leading up to the first OKC game where he was really good. And in this, he was just bad again. And it's been more bad than good this season. What I would say is they were looking for answers for Jeremy, for Anthony Simons all night, and Jeremy Grant. Even Josh Hart. Jeez, Josh Hart, by the way. 10 points, 19 rebounds for Josh Hart, and then a 28-7 for Nurkic. Man, the Blazers had 13 points off the bench. I should just mention, Emmanuel quickly, I'm sure it'll come up, 18 points on 17 shots, which isn't great, but I love the defense that he did play tonight. They got back into this game in the start of the fourth quarter because Tibbs went to the Brunson quickly combo. I'm trying to point out good things, Harry, because talking about RJ might get a little depressing if he doesn't turn it around soon. Good comment, though. Hushdu, Randle is who he is. Just trade him. There we go. First Julius Randle comment. I don't completely disagree. I don't disagree at all. I've been on the trade Julius Randle trade at very much since the summer. I just don't know if or when this front office will do it. Why didn't Grimes play at all during the fourth? Why did RJ deserve to close the game and play all the fourth? I'm confused. Just talking about it there, Hushdu. Yeah, I agree. You know, do you go to, like, that lineup was working. That it was in the fourth quarter. They had gotten back in the game, had gotten up, I think, four, maybe even six. And then the Blazers called timeout, made a sub, and it stopped leading to points. And then you saw Randle come back in. And it's funny. I said the tweet I sent out was that I wonder. So the line that was working was Brunson, Quickly, RJ, Obi, Sims. And the tweet I sent out was like, I'm curious to see if Tibbs even bothers with Randall and Grimes coming back in because this lineup is working. And then I added in parentheses, I already hear the narrator saying he did put Randall and Grimes back in. And what's funny is I actually would have been fine if it was Randall and Grimes coming back in the game because that meant Grimes comes in and RJ sits. It's going to start getting ugly if he doesn't turn this thing around. There's so much season still to play. We haven't even played a quarter of the season yet, although this was game 19, so we're about to hit that quarter mark. RJ has been a second half player. He's Sean likes to compare him to Mark Teixeira. Maybe we just need the calendar to turn to 2023 and a light bulb will go off and he'll turn it around. But it's not good now. And, you know, scapegoat season is upon us.
What's up, Knicks fans? Want to let you in on a little secret. Just because I live in the Big Apple doesn't mean I don't love following all the different NBA storylines. Can the Warriors win another one? Who's the MVP frontrunner? What's Frank Ntilikina up to? Following these storylines and watching out-of-market games used to be a big pain because they don't always show the games I want in my area. But this season, I discovered an amazing trick that lets me watch every single NBA game live for a fraction of the normal cost. It's called ExpressVPN, and here's how it works. The NBA offers NBA League Pass, which lets you stream games online. But if you live in the US or Canada, it doesn't let you watch all of them. Some games are blacked out. So what do? Fire up ExpressVPN and use it to change your location to a different country. Sign up and use NBA League Pass and boom, no blackouts. And depending on the country, NBA League Pass could cost less than $15 for a whole year. ExpressVPN works on your computer, phone, router, and consoles like Fire TV, so you can watch all the games from any device. And even when I'm not watching hoops, I use ExpressVPN all the time for stuff like Netflix or Disney Plus to access thousands of extra shows that are only available on other countries' libraries. Enjoy all 1,230 games of the NBA season in HD with the world's most trusted VPN, ExpressVPN. Don't hesitate. Use this special link today and get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/filmschool. Then you can use ExpressVPN to sign up for NBA League Pass at a huge discount. That's expressvpn.com/filmschool for 3 months free.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, Knicks fans? With the bustling holiday season just around the corner, it's the perfect time to plan ahead with Factor, a ready-to-eat meal delivery. They shop, prep, cook, and deliver right to your door so you can enjoy chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals during the holidays minus the hassle. Plus, with 34 meals per week, including Gourmet Plus, Keto, Calorie Smart, Vegan and Veggie, and more than 36 weekly add-ons, you'll have plenty of nutritious, flavorful options to choose from. My holidays are jam-packed. Luckily, Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals make it easy to fuel up fast when I'm on the go. Plus, I save time with meals delivered ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. Factor now offers 34 meals per week and more than 36 add-on options, such as smoothies, juices, snacks, and so much more to keep me going no matter what I have going on. Also, Factor is cheaper than dining out. Put the money you save towards holiday fun and you time. And thanks to Factor's commitment to ingredients with integrity, you can enjoy flavorful, chef-crafted meals guilt-free. Need a special occasion? Asian meal? Gourmet Plus is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easy. When things get hectic during the holidays, Factor is flexible. Change your order up every week with plans from 4 to 18 meals per week, or pause and reschedule your deliveries anytime. Even better, Factor's no prep, no mess meals save me so much time on planning and cleanup so I can enjoy the holidays without wasting hours in the kitchen. Not only does Factor offer fast, simple solutions when I get too busy to cook, they also help me stay on top of my goals. With offerings like Protein Plus and Keto, I can stay on track. This is definitely going to come in handy during the holidays. Knicks fans, Factor has everything you need for a week of flavorful, nutritious eats. In addition to ready-to-eat meals, they have cold-pressed juices, smoothies, energy bites, extra protein, veggie sides, and more to keep you energized during frantic holiday times. Don't hesitate. Head to go.factor75.com/filmschool60 and use promo code filmschool60 to get 60% off your first box. That's code filmschool60 at go.factor75.com/filmschool60 to get 60% off your first box. All right, here we go. Kevin Danishevsky. Tibbs, man, I've defended him, but bad tonight, leaving RJ in lieu of our best perimeter D when he's shutting in the court. Taking out Sims in overtime after one mistake, OB 12 minutes, Randall, RJ, bad D. So OB, the point I thought, so it's funny, I knew someone was going to bring up the OB minutes. I think OB played 14 minutes tonight, was plus 14. I thought OB could have played two more minutes in the first half and could have come in a little bit earlier in the third. I didn't hate Randall's performance until the overtime, to be honest. That three, both threes that he took, even though one went in, was a no, 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 yes, and then a no, 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 come on, man. I don't need Julius Randall heat checks. So the OB minutes, I was there for five more minutes. I think we've talked about this on the pregame show before. People don't just want like OB to play 19 to 20 minutes and we're fine. There is a concerted effort that should go, like there is a complete shift of the priority of this team being Julius Randle's minutes or OB Toppin's minutes. People want to see OB Toppin in the starting lineup playing 30 plus. That's what people want to see. I don't think they're going to fully get it because a new coach might show up and play OB 20 minutes. And it still won't be enough because it's eight less minutes than Julius Randle, which is just, it's one more minute and a half at this point. All that being said, Tibbs can get some blame for this. All of these decisions we talked about, I don't get RJ playing as much as he did tonight. I don't get Sims. The Sims being taken out in overtime was a very clear Nurkic is cooking him. I didn't hate it as much as you might, Kev. I think Tibbs was just like, I've ridden this Sims train as long as I can. I'm more, honestly, the Sims minutes that I'm more looking for is, I would have put him back. So end of the second quarter, subs start to come back in. The Knicks are up a dozen, like double figures. And Mitch, I think, gets his third foul and he goes to Hartenstein. And in that moment, there was like 4 minutes left. Knicks still had control of the game. And then the shift changed, the momentum changed. And that's when I thought, all right, this should have been Jericho Sims's minutes. And he put him back in with 1 minute left and it kept it around even for the rest of the quarter. That's when I wanted more Jericho Sims minutes, which is why the overall conversation about Sims shouldn't be him or Mitch in overtime. It should be, should Jericho Sims have all of Isaiah Hartenstein's minutes? And it's not like a knock on Isaiah Hartenstein. I think for what he's good at, he's been good at. I just don't necessarily know. The Sims just look better with Jericho Sims on the floor, especially defensively. So yeah, that's where I'll go to for the Sims minutes, Kev. Overall, RJ Barrett shot 6 of 22. Like I can't fully put this on Tibbs, although again, it's his defensive scheme that led to this. Although we're usually upset that he gives up so many threes, like only 10 of 32 from three tonight for the Blazers. This was very much a Anthony Simons, Jeremy Grant couldn't be stopped. And oh boy, did the whistle lean a certain way, but good comment either way, Kev. I don't disagree. Next up, Colonel Wilson.
or Cole Wilson. No period, so it's potentially not Colonel. I'll call you Cole. If it's Colonel, correct me in the chat. Mr. Wilson, RJ got 43.48 minutes. 43 of 48 minutes? He got 44 minutes, so it's probably 43 minutes and 43 seconds. IQ got 32 when he was so good. IQ was fine with minutes tonight. He played the entire, he played the entire fourth quarter. I think he played all of overtime and the final 5 minutes of the third. I need 30 Emmanuel Quickly minutes. The pushback I would give is like, yes, RJ plays less. So maybe Grimes doesn't play 30. He plays 35. You know, again, this game was calling for Quentin Grimes to close this game and come back in for RJ, which is why I thought if we see Quentin Grimes come in the game for Quickly, that's going to be the number one topic on the post game. Quickly stayed in the game and Grimes didn't come back in. And that is the frustration that I have. RJ played too many minutes tonight, Colonel or Cole. So I don't disagree. Hush Zoo. Mobley, LaMelo, RJ, Doncic, Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Talk about luck when it comes to the third pick, LOL. It's time to move parts and get Brunson help. Man, they tried. I can't help but laugh. I hope I'm not coming off as smug. I'm not trying to. It's just, I remember the conversations from the summer, and we'll be better off with RJ Barrett than Donovan Mitchell, which I was on the side of. That's way too much to give up for him. The Knicks aren't ready to give up that kind of package for Donovan Mitchell. But it didn't have anything to do with RJ Barrett. It just really didn't. It was very much that I don't know what 27, 29, like those picks are going to be. The Knicks are in no position to make a trade like that. I don't even know what help looks like at this point, TK, Hush Zoo, because, yeah, I would go get Jalen Brunson some help. That, I think, if you're going to spin this into a positive, is that, like, we went into last summer so, like, we don't have, like, the Robin yet. We don't have the second star on a potentially good team. You do now, because I think Jalen Brunson can be the best player on a mediocre team and the second best player, because we saw him do it in Dallas and we're seeing him do it this year on a good team. And who knows what the rest of that roster can look like. They're only 9-10. They're 9-10. Hold on. The Knicks are, they're 9-10. It hadn't refreshed yet on ESPN's page yet. Thank you, ESPN, for finally updating this. They're 9-10. Potentially, I mean, they have a tough stretch coming up. We should have mentioned this at the top. They have a potential gauntlet again, that if they survive it, then the schedule gets easier. But had they won this game, like 11-10 is in play, because they play Memphis on Sunday without Ja. Ja's back. So they play Memphis on Sunday. So don't count that as a win, but you know, you play it out. Then they play Detroit again. Three times you've played Detroit this season. Then they're home against Milwaukee. And then next Saturday, Sunday is the Dallas Cleveland gauntlet. That should be a fun weekend. And then it's 2 days off. And then it's Atlanta at home again. That was the stretch where everybody was like, that's the point where they could fire Tibbs. That's when Sean predicted the Knicks would be 8-16. And then they'll fire Tibbs on Sunday after losing to Donovan Mitchell. They're not going to be 8-16. I could see 10-14, though. Man, if they can get one more win, get to 11-13, that's a defensible start to the season with how much has gone wrong, and with how much they've had to overcome, and with how good Jalen Brunson has played. I get to 11 and just get two more wins before next Sunday, and I think you'll be okay. That was a side note of saying, yes, it's luck, Hushier, when it comes to the three pick overall. And unfortunately, he is not as good as the guys you mentioned. He is not Evan Mobley. He is not LaMelo Ball. He is not Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum, or Jaylen Brown. He's not a complete scrub, but, you know, he is finding his new role as probably the third best player on this team. And potentially going lower. Next up, Matt Smith loved you in House of the Dragon. As Wally said, Blazers' offensive game plan by the end was to attack RJ regardless of who had the ball. He's an unmitigated disaster. It's going to keep getting like this. This is going to keep coming. And I'm out of excuses for the guy. I don't think this is like it's very much like I'm curious what a new coach would try to do to get him to succeed. Like I'm not on the stern, like it's not Tibbs. We shouldn't fire him. He's doing exactly what this front office wants. It's way less about Tibbs and it's more like a full goal on behalf of the organization should be to just try and see what you can get about players as far as development goes and not like, let's try to win 41 games, you know? But it's going to sound a lot more like this, Matt Smith, if he doesn't turn it around. Hannibal Miles was at the game tonight. Definitely some questionable calls. Thank you, somebody. I think someone else mentioned it, but I'll just double down. 51 to 28. Blazers shot 23 more free throws tonight. This is a team, the New York Knicks, known for driving the ball and getting contact. Like, fine, if you're going to blow the whistle a ton, that's your prerogative, Stripes. But, like, 28 free throws with Jeremy Grant, 9 for Jalen Brunson. Like, you're telling me that Jalen Brunson shouldn't have shot 16 free throws tonight with as much contact as he gets down low? So, yeah, I'm with you on the questionable calls. Would love to see Sims more, and Hartenstein doesn't provide second chance opportunities. Right there with you, man. Yeah. I really curious what they do if, depending on what this team looks like, where they are in the standings, as we get closer to January. Good comment, though. Bulldog Boxing Promotion. Sunday. Grant, for those listening and not watching, that's the name of the super chatter. Thank you for your comment, Bulldog Boxing Promotions. Grant, same number of free throws as our team, BS refs. Thank you. And I agree. Fully agree. Bulldog Boxing Promotions. Wombler, next up. Thank you for the contribution. The RJ Randall switching was really dumb. We gave a free mismatch every time on the court. Would have been nice, to have Quentin Grimes, our best defender, on Simons. Couldn't agree more. And let's just be clear, Wombler, to just expand on that. The RJ Randall switching this season overall has been bad. And RJ, we've been getting on him tonight. I guess I come off as the Julius Randle defender at times because I think we hunt for things to criticize him for when there's so much to criticize him for on the court. He just gets caught watching the game. Like, I get it. I'm like a podcaster in a closet studio right now doing this. Like, I've never been in an NBA game, but there were possessions where he was doing what I was doing, watching the game tonight. And it was like really annoying because I know I've seen him show effort on the defensive end. That Denver game, what happened? Again, another team dinner, Julius. Whatever it takes to make you be that guy every night, I'll take it. But where was it? Where was that effort tonight? Jeremy Grant is a good basketball player. Was, I think, third or second in most improved the year he won. But man, like, you're letting him get 44 points on you tonight? Like, if anything, this was a night for Julius Randle to foul out and be like, I did what I could. I played as physical as I could. And that he just got favorable calls. And that just didn't happen. So, right there with you, Wombler, on the switching. It's anybody that switches with Julius Randle right now has been bad this year. Because he's, you know, talk about a net negative. It's not a net anything. On a net positive anything on the defensive end. Greg Film Stuff, man, always coming through with a very generous contribution. Thank you, Greg's Film Stuff. New York let one get away. Completely agree. Tibbs should have brought in Grimes earlier in the fourth for Simons. Grant has improved, but you can't give him 40 to him. And Grimes and Cam will get RJ traded if he doesn't fix his consistency on offense. That's a summary of what we've been talking about tonight, Greg Film Stuff. absolutely the perfect amount of blame to go around. All you missed was the officials, and you would have been on point across the board. But I appreciate everything you just said. I completely agree across the board. We'll see if RJ turns it around, and you know what eventually happens with this roster if he doesn't. Kevin Danishevsky, at least JB is playing like an all-star. At this point, I am optimistic that if we get RJ Randall out, if we could get RJ Randall out and 3-and-D wings in, JB could lead us well. Whew. You're going to need one more guy. I don't think he's the best player on a good team. You're going to need one more guy. Is it a power forward? Is it a center? Is it a wing? I have no idea. Ironically, the Knicks have so many wings that I'm interested in. Jericho Sims, Cam Reddish, Emmanuel Quickly. You know, like, I want to see what a lineup with them three on the court looks like. And it's so, so disappointing that RJ's not even part of that conversation. Those three with like Obi at the five or Sims at the five and then Brunson at the at point. I want to see what that lineup looks like. Kev, I will never find out until they actually do something. I'm so curious on what this front office is thinking right now as they watch this and sees like the guy they went out to be the backup center isn't as good as the guy they drafted 58th overall. Derrick Rose has a night off or is still hurt. And the best this team looks on defense in the game is when the third point guard, Deuce McBride, is in. They've got however many million dollars left in Evan Fournier not playing tonight. And they just gave nine figures to a guy that went 6 of 22 tonight. Like, this front office has a lot to answer for, and they're not going to. So we're just left here to be curious. We're left here to wonder what they're thinking across the board. Is this what they want? 9 and 10 through 19 games? Man, one thing they've done right, tamper their way to Jalen Brunson, you know? And like, that's probably unfair. There's other things in a vacuum that they've done right, but I don't know. Like, here we are, 9 and 10. Jalen Brunson had 32 points tonight and overall was really good tonight. Was a shot he makes most of the time away from being a hero. And yet, you know, there's so much blame still to go around, especially in this front office. Good comment, Kev. Next up, Jay Wright, not the Villanova coach, just the letter J and Wright. But listen, if you are Jay Wright, shout out to you. Probably watching Jalen Brunson tonight, pretty impressed. Gonna say the quiet part out loud. Knicks need to build around Brunson and not RJ. He can be here, but he's not the focal point. That is a great comment. And something that a lot of people are coming to terms with this season. Some people are lashing out at other places as to why RJ has been bad, but he's got a lot of blame on his own shoulders. And man. It's going to be like, I've said it enough tonight. Might be the new drinking game. It's going to keep going like this until he turns it around. Busy, shout out to you, my friend. I was blinded by RJ's lack of passing until this game, as just as bad as Randall. So many times. See, this is the drinking game. Okay, so Sunday. And if you're under 21 watching this, or if you're in America under 21 watching this, or if you're at the World Cup and watching this and you can't drink, grab a soda. And on Sunday, every time RJ has a guy wide open on the wing and doesn't pass it to him, drink. Okay? And we'll see who's obliterated on Sunday's post game if after the game. Okay? That's the drinking game for Sunday. I was blinded by RJ's lack of passing until this game. It's just as bad as Julius Randle. This team won't be good. Oh, he added hashtags. Hashtag trade 30. Hashtag trade 9. Man, where was this summer? But not are you busy. That's not fair to you. But yeah, can be already calling for trades of RJ Barrett, and they're not unwarranted. He's been really bad this year. I don't think they're going to trade 30 or trade 9, but we'll see. Hopefully he gets better. That's the bare minimum I'm asking for. Be better. Josh Kyle, to think all we had to give up was RJ Toppin and Quick and a few picks. Doesn't seem too bad now. Donovan Mitchell is in the running for MVP. When can RJ be traded? I believe RJ can be traded. This is a question for Jeremy. We'll ask Jeremy on Sunday when he can be traded. What I'll push back on, Josh, in hindsight, RJ Toppin. And like I'm in the OB Hive. I think I'm still a member of the OB Hive. I will include him in this deal just hypothetically, so that way he's not just playing 15 minutes for this team. It can go someplace else and we can see either how right or how wrong this team was for not playing him enough. Oh man. I cannot believe I'm saying this. Quickly and a few picks isn't enough for me. It's too much for me. Because here's the thing. Donovan Mitchell's in the running for MVP. Yes. Is this team much better than 9-10? Like, are they... They probably win tonight. Don't get me wrong. Especially if he's... Jesus, if he's taking all of RJ's shots tonight. But the Cavaliers right now... Just go to the standings. Cleveland Cavaliers are 12-7. So maybe the Knicks are 12-7, but... Yeah, I respect anybody. I respect anybody that's watching RJ right now, because that I think was the big pushback. I actually think what I had the biggest problem with in the picks wasn't the number one thing that people were upset with when the final trade proposal came out for Mitchell. It was RJ. Like, how could you trade RJ? How dare you trade RJ Barrett? What are you thinking trading RJ? And now it's like RJ and a few picks. What? Why not? We could have had Donovan Mitchell. What I'll say is the NBA has been like this. And every time I think that like the NBA will be stagnant for a while, it changed. It isn't. Like there will be guys that want out in the not too distant future. The Knicks will have a chance to trade RJ quickly, Toppin, and a few picks for the next guy. And we'll see what that makes this team. There's a chance that type of deal is a panic trade. There's a really good chance I don't like the trade when it happens, because I don't know what that seal, like the trade like that, and you hope that the team's ready to compete for a title. And I don't know if the trade that, as of right now, unless Luka's coming here, you know, and you're just the Mavericks with Brunson and Doncic, which is again not happening. I don't know what that trade is that all of a sudden makes that a team worth competing for. I do think there is a pivot this team can make. It involves trading Julius Randle. It involves trading Isaiah Hartenstein. It involves trading Derrick Rose. And I don't think that this front office will do it. But I could be wrong. Maybe they'll surprise me and pivot to a team that's much more watchable. But we'll see. Good comment, Josh. Hey, guys. Quick...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Break to tell you about WynnBET, the official sports book of Knicks Film School. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards are right at your fingertips with Wynn Rewards on WynnBET. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, the WNBA, college football, and more. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet 100, win 100. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WYNNBET.com. That's WYNNBET.com to start winning. Download, bet, win. It's that simple.
Busy again, Julius, JR, and Randall. I think you mean RJ and Randall. So he has, okay. He says Junior and Randall. I think he means to say RJ and Randall. Their defense are the two worst wing defenders, and they must close to Tibbs. It's tough to get stops like. I don't disagree. RJ's minutes were, RJ playing the most minutes on the team tonight was the number one thing that stood out to me on the box score, way more than the 6 of 22. It's that he played 44 minutes tonight. It was indefensible. Busy, good comment. Anthony Sixto. We had a moment again tonight where it hit me. Can't say it enough. We have a real point guard. Hell yeah. Amen. That's kind of a contradiction. Hell yeah. Amen. Isn't it? Apologies. Just realized that. Dad, if you're watching, I apologize. Entering his prime, a rising all-star. Hopefully the front office sorts out the rest. It's the one thing that you can't say anything bad about. You have one thing that they did right. One thing that is blatantly right. They tampered their way to getting Jalen Brunson. Plain and simple. Hashtag the big Brundamental. Hashtag Brunlimited. I gotta say that like RJ, like Russell Wilson. Brunlimited. Thank you, Anthony Sixto, for your contribution, for your comment. Kane Marco / the Take Mob General. The problem is that Randall changes the way we play, and he doesn't play with defensive intensity. He needs to be off this team. Obi just makes us a better team. I'm trying to think what I should do with this. Because, again, in the Obi Hive, Randall hasn't played good enough defensively to argue on behalf of him. I do think he does create offensive advantages for the Knicks. I do think he has something working right now with Jalen Brunson in the two-man game. I'd like him to, we've been criticizing RJ for missing open players on the wing. I think Randall spots guys open on the wing more, but he still has some bad habits in, I got to the paint, now I can shoot. I don't think they're better with OB on the floor defensively. He's not a great defender. He's probably an average defender at this point. Look, my stance on Obi Toppin playing more is solely that you don't need to call plays for him. You don't need to center your offense around him. You could spread the floor more. Because as we noted, he's wide open on the wing all the time. Just ask RJ Barrett when he watches tomorrow on the film. The argument for Obi is that you can center your offense around RJ Barrett and Jalen Brunson more. Now, maybe this version of RJ Barrett isn't somebody you want to. But man, that I think is what I was hinting at early, Kane Marco. That's why you trade Julius Randle. So you can get more time for Obi Toppin on the floor. And look, hopefully it happens. Just hopefully it happens. SB Gorilla, shout out to you for chiming in. I don't understand why Randall has to switch on the guard. Every time a switch occurs, it's never a good matchup. And in all bold, all caps, never. RJ is a black hole. Don't care about the 5 assists. RJ needs to adjust his game. Yeah, when did those 5 assists happen? By the way, there's the layup to Mitch that I remember. But I don't remember any of the other RJ assists. And look, I'm sure they happened. I'm sure on the film, we'll see them. But Yeah, he could have had 10 tonight. He could have had 15 at this point. I cannot wait to play this drinking game on Sunday. You guys know what I'm talking about. Good comment, SB Gorilla. James Squillante. We'll go with that. Squillante. Andrew, got to be honest, didn't need more Obi minutes. Wow. Bold take, but I love it. I loved you. I love the boldness, James. Soft on defense and on the boards. His plus minus is helped by the Blazers' 12 bench points. Okay. See, again, the pushback to anyone asking for more Obi minutes tonight is when I wanted them. I wanted him to stay in longer in the second and come in earlier in the third. I didn't mind him going back to Randall in the fourth. I thought you could have gone RJ and Obi out. Like the issue I have with that is that the issue I have with it is way more about like RJ should have also come out of the game. But yeah, RJ, Obi could have played more minutes for me, at least. For you, James, maybe it's fine. Obi could have played a few more minutes for me. Look, I would have rather him play 30 tonight than 14. But in a realistic world, 17 was really all I was asking for. A couple more minutes in those two spots. But good comment, James. Thank you for the boldness. I love the differing opinions here on the post game. Busy. We can't play hindsight with RJ. None of us knew that RJ, a four-year player, would not be able to expand and grow his game more. Hey, Busy, you've been very generous tonight. Appreciate the contribution. Appreciate the take. There's a man that writes Knicks Film School newsletter. He's been on this for a while, and it's why he has the energy that he has when he's not sick. For people that called him stupid for 3 years when he was just pointing out where RJ's numbers are showing a trajectory for. Now, you could point out the situations he's been in haven't been the best for development. You could also just point to some of the situations that he's been put in that he has just been bad in. But I, there is somebody that could have said that RJ in year four might not be the player that some thought he was going to be. Good comment either way, Busy. I appreciate the contribution. A.R.A. Rawad, trust the front office. They knew ages ago RJ wasn't the guy. Then why didn't they pull the trigger? It's one thing. I would have not liked trade, but I would have liked to know that they were like, we're sold on RJ. We don't want to make it. Not like, we're fumbling the bag because we think nobody else is good enough, has a good enough offer as us. Anyway, talent identification, they're among the best. I hope they consolidate current roster and draft at least 2 to 3 players in next year's draft. It's a great comment, ARA, because if you go to Tankathon right now and you look at the Knicks placement, they currently have the 14th pick, the 11th pick, and the 16th pick. They have Dallas's and Washington's pick. Dallas's pick is top 10 protected. And I believe Washington's is top 14. Yeah, it's top 14. I don't know what Washington is. They basically have to make the playoffs in order for that to count. I think the Knicks will have at least... Well, Knicks will definitely have 2 first-round picks this year. I have no idea what to do with Dallas. What to do with Washington, whether I think they could be the 8th seed or not. I think there's a glutton of like 7 teams that I think could be 7 through 10 or 8, 9, 10 in the Eastern Conference. And Washington's one of them. The Knicks are one game behind Washington for the spot in the standings. The Knicks are 9-10. Right now, the Knicks would be 9-10 and playing the Brooklyn Nets. Oh, wouldn't that be fun? Kevin Durant coming into Madison Square. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Ben Simmons coming into Madison Square Garden for a play-in game. And then Washington would be the 7th seed, hosting Toronto. That's a pivot, unfortunately, Ari Rawad, that I don't think this front office wants to do. I don't know for a fact that they don't. I really do wonder how the season goes. Look, deep down in my gut, I think they'll make one of those picks, because those two picks and some future picks and some of the younger players that nobody wants to see go will be gone in some type of consolidation trade. Like, the consolidation of the roster will be, as Kevin mentioned earlier, to go get a guy to play with Jalen Brunson. They have the second guy. Now they're going to try and trade for the first, because the rest of the roster ain't it. And then maybe RJ is now the third best player on this team that's supposed to be good. Maybe Julius Randle is the third best player on this team that's supposed to be good. Who knows what that roster looks like, but, you know, we'll see. The way things are shaking out, I think this is trending right now. So we'll see. Kevin Danishevsky, Randall's offensive process has mostly been fine and efficient this year. Horrible on D. RJ, one of the worst in the league on both ends. Stop the excuses. Feisty Kevin Danishevsky. Yeah, look, as much frustration as we have with Julius Randle, I think a lot of them come because of last season. I'm still fine with the process. The shot chart is exactly what you want from Julius Randle. Like, okay, here's the biggest thing I'll point out with Julius Randle tonight that stood out to me when I first looked at the box score, because I wasn't tracking it during the game. This is actually an entertaining game to watch and went back and forth for most of the night. But he ends up being third in shot attempts on this team. Julius Randle on most nights should be third in shot attempts. Now, on certain nights, I'd like to see like RJ Barrett shot 22. That shouldn't be right. Jalen Brunson should always be first in shot attempts. Emmanuel Quickley was right there with 17. So he took two more shots than Emmanuel Quickley tonight. This wasn't a game where we saw Julius chucking. You know, finishes with 23. Where did the three steals happen? 23, 6, 3, and 3. I will say why I wasn't upset with him until overtime. He had one defensive stop of Anfernee Simons that, like, Kevin Love surprised me. You know, like, oh, wow, he got a stop. I didn't expect that. And then he had two steals, now that I'm thinking about it, in the fourth quarter that were like, oh, that led to points. Julius Randle, I'll take it. The rest of the game, he gets caught watching entirely too much. Like, anyway, don't want to turn this into an indictment of Julius too much. Completely agree, Kevin, with the overall comment that this ends up being an indictment of RJ at the end of the day. And it's going to keep being an indictment until he gets better. ARA Rawad, as of right now, at the last comment of the night, all should watch 2019 pre-draft show where Jalen Rose said that if RJ is the worst gift Knicks fans can have, down-to-earth player, hard worker, but so inefficient, people were going at him, at Jalen Rose. Man, good on you, Jalen Rose. That was your comment. If that was your analysis of RJ Barrett that night. We're at 54 minutes in. I'm going to go to the chat real quick. Let's get one more time. Shout out to the fine folks over at WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit www.winbet.com to start winning. Sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, win $100. That's WINNBET. Download, bet, win. Just a recap of we didn't do a pregame show tonight. And for those of you that were asking about Mr. Macri, he is under the weather. Hopefully he'll be back on Sunday. See if I missed anything important in the tweets. No big announcements. Nobody got fired. No one got traded. Nothing. And then we go to betting and sweating before the game. So before the game, we put out our picks for tonight. And Mensa, it's so frustrating. Mensa Smith, he selected the Knicks' first half point spread -2. This is a half where the Knicks were largely up by double digits for. And with a late second quarter run, the Knicks lost. So the Knicks lost the first quarter and obviously the game. First half and obviously the game. So Mensa loses that. But I hit on Jalen Brunson points and assists. It's at least 30+. XJ hit on Josh Hart points and assists. Oh, wait, no. Hold on. Oh, no. Did Josh Hart hit? No. Oh, unfortunately. Okay. So XJ, you picked, I'll double check the chat to see if you actually picked Josh Hart points and rebounds. It looks like you picked points and assists and he finished with 15. So if I said it wrong, if I selected the wrong, yeah, you picked points and rebounds. So you're right. XJ gets to be right because okay, live producing. So he's right. He picked 20 plus points and rebounds. And Josh Hart had 10 points, 19 rebounds. So that hit. And then accidentally, Sean with a W selected, Jeremy Grant, 30 plus points, rebounds and assists. He meant to send me Jalen Brunson, 30 plus points, rebounds and assists, which would have hit, but he went with Jeremy Grant accidentally, ended up with 47 total because 44 of those were his points tonight. So shout out to Sean. Let's get one more question from the chat, random question from the chat, and I'll answer it. Maybe a couple. I'll spend the last 4 minutes with a rapid fire. Any rapid fire questions you got? You want to ask about the NBA at large? You want to ask about favorite holiday dishes? You want to ask about a football team that I rant and rave about that finally made thank you, James. Zach Wilson, ? I want to give a shout out to my buddy Yash, who is John's friend from law school that has become. So I'll just be totally honest. And I think he knows this right now. I'm mostly trolling when we're texting and he's trying to be a reasonable Jets fan about the process and how like the Jets were 4-0 were 5-2 with Zach Wilson when they benched him. And I'm like, he stinks. They'd be 7-0 and he's the worst and I could have thrown better. I'm very, very excited that I don't have to watch Zach Wilson play quarterback for my football team on Sunday. I have no idea if this benching will make him grow up and make him play a little better. Like the Jets haven't really won a game because of Zach Wilson. They've won a game like because he wasn't, if that makes sense. Like in spite of is more the words I should use. Like he has his two jobs. Don't turn the ball over, hand the ball off. It's like very simple. And those that do it effectively, he's there to manage the game. But Belichick was like, we're going to put the ball in your hands. And if you can beat me, I will lose to Zach Wilson if that happens. And he knew better. He was not going to lose to Zach Wilson. I'm very excited to watch the Jets on Sunday. We're recording the game is obviously before the pregame show on Sunday. So I encourage all of you to tune in Sunday morning. Sunday at, I believe, 5 p.m., we'll get my like instant reaction to the Jet game and see exactly how that Mike White version 2.0 feels, but we'll see. That was actually a good way to end it, James. Thank you. To everybody that tuned in, thank you. We do this after every Knicks game. To everybody that contributed, as always, thank you so much. If you're listening on the podcast, thank you for doing so. Do us a favor. It really helps us out. Leave us a 5-star rating and a review. Hopefully, the man, the myth, the legend, John DeMacri will be back on Sunday after the game, along with the other man, myth, and legend, Jeremy Cohen, afterwards. And it'll be Mr. JP, Justin Palmer doing the ones and twos on the other side of the glass, I guess the other side of the computer, I should say. But to everybody that tuned in, thank you so much. Hopefully RJ in particular turns this around and we get a bounce back win on Sunday afternoon. Enjoy your Saturdays. A lot of good college football tomorrow that I intend to tune in for. I'll also be at the New York Rangers game. So if you're there, say what's up. And yeah, hope you all have a good night and we'll speak with you soon.